You're listening to SBS News.
Gyms are closed, but parks are open. Personal training is allowed, but only on a one-on-one basis. Public swimming pools are no-go zones, but golf clubs are allowed to be open. Some beaches are closed, but not all of them. If you find the restrictions around exercise confusing, you're not alone. John Salter is the co-owner of PLC Gym in Castle Hill in Sydney's northwest.
When we first looked, I think it was the 23rd of March when we got the notice that we had to close. You know, we went from 500 people gatherings to 100 to 25, and then it was 10, and now it was 2. So I think people are kind of worried.
So what are the guidelines? At the moment, one of the exceptions to the Australian government's stay-home advice is going out for personal exercise in the neighbourhood on your own or with one other. And if you are with one other person who isn't from your household, like a personal trainer, social distancing requirements must be observed. It means people shouldn't, for example, leave home to drive to a coastal walk to do their exercise or meet up with friends for an informal kick around at a park. Mr. Salter says with so many people working from home and gyms closed, movement in general is down.
I think, firstly, a healthier body is a stronger one against any virus, not just COVID-19. It's important to maintain that level of health. I think one thing we're noticing is we're seeing a massive drop in our normal daily exercise and movement. Like, a really simple way of looking at it would be to use steps. Like an office worker, for example, who goes to the gym a few times a week, you know, they're looking at around 8 to 12,000 steps a day. Take that away, we're seeing people, you know, they could be moving in the 2 to 4,000 steps a day if you aren't exercising.
Mr. Salter and his clients have been forced to adapt. The gym now runs online classes via video, as well as regular online coffee catch-ups, so its members can check in on each other and hold each other accountable. Exercise and gym equipment has been selling fast as people try and set up to exercise more at home. But Mr. Salter says it doesn't have to be that complicated, and anyone can keep up their fitness and health without spending money on gym equipment.
All you need is enough space to lie down on the floor. Our online product is predominantly bodyweight exercises, and the internet itself, it's full of free resources for bodyweight exercise as well. If you have some weight, it's great, but if not, there's a million things that you can use instead. For us, for example, we've had people using anything from a case of wine to a baby and everything in between. Like, it doesn't have to be a perfect set of dumbbells or a barbell to get the job done.
Golf clubs are one of the very few recreational sporting venues still allowed to be open, and they must enforce social distancing measures. Players can only play in pairs, and only one person is allowed in each golf cart. Aaron Vatner, the general manager of Chatswood Golf Club, says the club has had to change its operations to allow people to continue to use the course.
With the change in our timesheets and having two groups per person, it has changed how people can get onto the golf course. So we do have pressure on our timesheets at certain times, but we're adjusting them and making changes to make sure that, you know, we don't have congestion around the club and the course, to make sure that we don't have people in groups. So we're making sure that there's plenty of space around people, that people have plenty of time between groups, and therefore they're following the social distancing guidelines, and hopefully everyone enjoys their game.
Golfer Henry Tsang believes that golf clubs are a great asset and should be utilised as much as possible while other forms of exercise are on the back burner.
We are so fortunate that we have golf courses in every suburb, and every council has an obligation to provide recreation. And if we don't use these facilities while it's available, we are neglecting the asset we have. So I'm just urging that all government of all levels should look after not just, you know, whether there's enough people, enough ICU in hospital or not, but to get people a chance to exercise, to, you know, to be close to family if possible. And golf is a great thing.
Staying physically active also has benefits for mental well-being. Dr. Eliza Werner-Seidler is a clinical psychologist from the Black Dog Institute.
What we know is that regular exercise, actually of any intensity, so it can even be a gentle walk, can prevent future episodes of depression. So even if somebody is able to spend 20 minutes three times a week, going for a walk, that actually seems to have a protective effect over the future development of depression and mental ill health. So from that perspective, staying fit and healthy is incredibly important for the mind, not just the body.
So it's not just the body itself that needs exercising, but the mind too. Dr. Werner Seidler says mindfulness exercises like meditation can help focus the mind on the present, which can help relieve stress and anxiety.
It is like exercise for the brain. It does, some people describe it as giving the brain a bit of a break. So even if it's something that you can do for half an hour a day, and there are some really great apps and programs which you can use to guide you through if you're starting, but even just something very simple like doing a breathing meditation where you slow down and you focus on your breath, even just for a few minutes, can be really grounding, helps you refocus your attention to the present moment and what you're doing. And while you're doing it, you can't really be worried about what's coming in the future or worried about what's happened in the past, because you really are refocusing your attention on the current moment.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Connellan, SBS News.